G'day, family. Welcome to a big show edition of The Rush Hour. The question of the day is business or economy? What do you fly? As I welcome the one and only, and if you were to put the pecking order on this show, this man would be up the front, I'd be down the back, the one, the only, the black rhino, Andrew Juice Newton. Gentlemen, welcome to Tuesday, Juice.
G'day, Louie. G'day, Adelaide. G'day, Sean Craig Murphy. Glorious day to just go for a bit of a walk with your loved ones and your pets. Magnificent day, Lou, to just have the singlet and the footy shorts on and just unearth.
Yeah.
Unearth, Lou.
I mean earth.
Earth, Lou. Earth. But can't wait for a Tuesday.
Uncup and earth.
Oh,
all right, that's worth it.
You know what,
just slightest little sidebar for you.
What's happened?
The average punter, listener, member of the family actually works around about 9 to 5, 8 to 6.
Yeah.
So, look, whilst I love that advice to the retirees out there, not everybody's just in a position to be out doing what you suggested. All right.
You know, you can go after work.
Look at me. You live a charmed life.
If people were to both do.
If they were going to put it on a scale, they'd be suggesting we're in the business class seats. And they're the poor bastards down the back in economy.
Luke.
Big, big show.
Come
Paul
on,
Ruse is on the show. Speaking of business and economy, the man that started the whole argument, Paul Ruse, will discuss that with us at 5:10. And also, we'll discuss should Melbourne Football Club tag Rory Sloane. Can't wait for that one. The skipper of the Port Adelaide Football Club, Trav Boakes on.
Ni hao.
Oh,
thanks,
yet.
Trav.
You're not yet, Trav. You're coming up
about
4:40.
Ni hao.
Hey. At least he knows something. The two other players, Jackson Trengove and Hamish Hartlick, have given us absolutely donuts on this.
Right.
This segment is back, I think, I'm tipping for the first time in 2017.
Jazz World,
birthing
tips, forgetting
names. That's another lad. She's back. I cannot wait for that. No, you all set?
I'm ready.
You've got
to
a good one today.
Yeah, I'm ready to launch.
All right. And I may get a little unleashed, uncooked, unhinged.
Yeah.
Around about 5:30. I just got a three-letter organisation in my sights. And let's just say this. Wayne Carey was right.
Okay.
All right. But up next, we need to talk about business class and flights to China and where everybody should be flying. Hey, get involved, family. 133353. Jump on Twitter. Should the boys all be going across a la up the front of the plane? Because they are going on business. It's a rush hour, Murph.
Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Supercoach Paul Ruse coming up around about 10 past 5 every Tuesday with the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Jump in on this conversation, family. 133353, jump on Twitter. Massive stink, Jars, over the last couple of days, in particular from the Gold Coast angle and Rodney Eade suggesting that the boys are now going to have to travel economy, and that's just not good enough. Our very own Paul Ruse of Triple M probably ignited this conversation on Sunday when they had Rodney Eade on the Sunday Rub, and when Rocket told Ruse that they're going to be travelling economy, Ruse couldn't believe it. Ruse's coming up a bit later. We'll get to the thoughts and whether he's still sticking to this. And as a result, everybody now, including Wayne Carey on Talking Footy Channel 7 last night, has agreed, said, if you're travelling somewhere like that for business to put on a premium act performance, well, you should be travelling business. All right. Now, Port Adelaide, we know and we understand it. We'll ask Trav Boak, who is on the show as well, before 5, where they're travelling. Our understanding is they're all
Premium economy.
Premium economy. Thanks, Murph. So that's at least a little bit better than the old cattle class down the back. But your take, Jars, on this one?
Farcical. Absolutely farcical. These are elite footballers. It's their profession. They've had plenty of time to organise it. Yep. They're representing our code. Creating history. End of the day, these boys need to be looked after. And they should have been all in business class. Every player. Now, the coaching staff, throw them in the economy. Because they're not playing.
No.
They're not representing their football clubs.
Well, they're not doing it from an athletic performance point of view.
But every player should be in business class. Now, Gary Ablett will be in business class, but the rest of his teammates will be economy. That's unfair for those players.
Look,
unfair, Lou.
I get your point. There's a couple of catches here. Most business class cabins are not that big to be able to do it. Now, Port are going in two batches, one tonight, one tomorrow night,
correct,
so they can all fit in the premium economies. As for the Gold Coast Suns, they're flying out of Brisbane. I don't know whether it's all in one, which would make it impossible for anybody to get in business. My big one here is, and look, whilst I kind of agree with you, but from a logistics point of view, I think it's a nightmare. My big one is with the AFLPA. Now, you said they're representing our game. I reckon this is a separate contract. The AFL have given Port Adelaide permission to go and play in China,
right,
and left everything else up to them.
Right.
And they just had to meet and check off and get ticks in boxes on the list of things following on from ground capacity, size, or condition, all those type of things.
Due to your care.
That normally go with an AFL event. I put the blame on this one. If we're worried about players that should be flying up the front or in better conditions, I put it back to the PA.
Ooh.
The AFLPA, who have been collectively having a crack at the CBA, what's one of their major catch cries throughout this, aside from the cash? That is business class travel for those boys that are travelling interstate.
Yep.
All right? Mm-hmm. They've dropped the ball. So quite simply, when these deals were done, this is my guessing and my understanding of it.
Okay.
Let's just say Gold Coast are getting $500,000 for the exercise.
Okay.
All right?
Mm.
They've given that lump sum.
Nice.
That is, and I would think the AFL has said, well, you've got to fund your travel.
Mm.
Your deal is with Port Adelaide. You guys want to play over there.
Mm-hmm.
You've sold your whole home game. So work it out in the contract that you have to travel either premium economy, whatever else. Mm. I reckon they've pocketed the cash and then gone on the cheap.
And just...
just gone, we're going economy. That's what that is my guess. And the whole thing is a deal because our understanding is Port were told by the AFL, you go and do it, all right? It's a $4 million give or take exercise.
Yeah.
The key criteria for you is to break even.
Mm.
If you want to do it again, break even.
Mm.
So Port have got a sponsor, I think it's, is it Cathay?
Cathay, yeah.
That they're going with that, so they've probably helped them along.
Yep,
the difference between, well, picture this. All 22 players plus a couple of emergencies plus coaching staff all travelled up the front. There's say that's 35 people.
Yep.
Business class return, $5,000. All right? Do the sums on that, 150 plus.
Yeah.
All right? Return economy, about 1,000.
Mm.
It's $100,000. It's $100,000. So you're basically eating into 20% of the kitty.
Of your pay.
That's why Gold Coast aren't going up the front, my friend. Wow. And what's made worse, I think, is because you can't even use your freaking flyers because it's a different travelling partner.
Yeah, correct.
But getting away, sorry to bog you down with that. 133353, jump on Twitter. Should they be travelling up the front? They're going on business and they're going to do business, but they're not flying business. Mm. You think it's farcical?
I do. Mm. I do, because these boys are representing our code and they got to be looked after.
And I tell you right now.
And they're not being looked after.
One of the great reasons why there is no permanent team anywhere overseas, because the travel component is just a logistical nightmare. 133353 should, and I'll quote one of the, I think it's Chatty Soper, should the princesses fly business class to China? Give us a call. 133353, jump on Twitter.
Ooh. It's the rush hour. Andrew Jarman, Dale Lewis, 104.7, Triple M.
Oh.
Travis Boat coming up in 20 minutes.
Ni hao.
For the rush hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7, Triple M.
No, I wish I knew what not yet was in Mandarin, because it's like 4:40, Travis.
How would the Chinese supporters say holding the ball?
It's funny that I've got the translator up at the moment, and I've written in ball, but I need to plug in to get the audio translation.
Mm.
So I'll be onto it for you.
That'd be good.
Normally, that'd be a job for yourself, not someone at my pay grade, just to be chasing that. In fact, a good producer would probably have come in with a few of those.
Clicked them already.
Business class or economy? Mm. That is the question of the day. It's taken over the China game, is the travel arrangements and everything else, the logistical nightmare. And we're asking the family, should the AFL boys be flying up the front of the plane? We know the Port boys are going premium economy jar.
Mm-hmm.
And we now know that the Gold Coast boys are all in cattle class, getting stuffed in.
Bar Gaz.
Probably Gaz.
They confirmed it. The Gaz will be flying business.
Yeah, but Gaz has probably just paid for it, has he?
I don't know.
He should be a good teammate and shout the boys. He's on the match cash.
Twitter family just popping up.
Yep, Boots is in there and he says, get there however they want. Clubs can do what they think is the best interest of the player. Okay. Absolutely. Chatty Soper said, toughen up Port Princesses. That's ill-directed. They're happy with their lot, Chatty.
Chattles,
that's
come on.
Non-active listening,
Chattles. Boy, whatever,
right
Brady
there.
Boy.
And Brady Heaven, chartering a plane, not an option. Plenty of money in the pot. Contrary to public opinion, all of the big money that's coming through, it is allocated. Things are tight in AFL world at the moment. If you
Correct.
Can believe that, take my word on it.
It
it's
is.
Not as much
no.
as you think. I know it sounds like an enormous amount of cash, but I ask you, there's a lot of mouths to feed.
There's a lot of fingers in that bar.
There's a dirty bar.
Macca of Port Adelaide. G'day, Macca. Thanks for holding on.
G'day, Jarves. How are you, mate?
Mac, what do you think? Should they be up the front of the plane or is it economy? What's your thoughts?
No, I agree wholeheartedly. They all should be up the front of the plane. But, I mean, they've had nearly 12 months to get their act together as far as the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
They were given $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They get bugger all through the turnstiles up there. So they would have thought, well, OK, we'll bank this and bugger the players.
Yeah, that's what I reckon's happened. They've just gone, and we'll just skimp on it.
Exactly that. It's got nothing to do with Port Adelaide. I'll be there, by the way.
Good. Geez, Mac, you could be our man on the ground. We've sent Treads, but you could be plan B. In fact, let me restructure that, Mac. You're plan A, Treads is plan B.
Yeah, well, I'll be flying economy, but I wouldn't give a poop anyway. So as long as I get over there.
Mate,
yeah.
Enjoy the game. All the best, Macca.
No worries. Thanks, fellas.
Good on you, mate. Aiden of Clare Valley. G'day, Aiden.
How you going, fellas?
What do you think, Aiden? Business class, economy? What's the go?
Well, just like Macca, I'm actually heading over on Friday afternoon. Yeah, and nice. I arrived there on Saturday. I reckon what it seems to me is they've been banking that the game's going to be moved to Gold Coast. It's a bit of a late. Oh, hang on a sec. No one's booked the flight. You go on the Qantas. Qantas. And have a look. You'll be able to buy a business class flight. I'm pretty well guarantee on one of the airlines. You know, the reality is, you know, they're going, oh, we're flying out of Brisbane. Well, they could have gone Gold Coast. Sydney, and I'm sure from you'd get a business class flight. It all seems a bit that they're thinking that the game was going to get moved to Metricon, yeah. And it's a bit of a last minute thing of, well, hang on a sec, we haven't got any flights for
them. Oh, beautiful, Aiden. They're lucky, or they want to play at home now, Jars, the form they're in, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Paul of Paradise, g'day, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
If it all comes down to money, why not business on the way over, or definite but on the way back, why not the cattle class?
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
Absolutely. Because they've got 2 weeks off, haven't they,
yeah? Yeah, they're both teams have got to
buy.
So
they can just chill out. Yeah. No, good stuff, Paul. Can I have a price for Paul, please?
Yeah, sure. Double to the Crows game this weekend. Crows and Melbourne, okay. Adelaide Oval, Saturday night, 7:10. That's thanks to Adelaide Brighton Cement, a tradie's best mate, and proudly South Australian since 1882.
I didn't realise this, but our fortune rookie, Jimmy Angove, who won that chance to get across there and check out the game, accommodation and flights included his cattle class.
Larrabee of Smithfield. G'day, Larrabee.
How you going, boys?
Lazar, wrap this one up for us. What are your thoughts on economy versus business?
Well, you boys said before that the AFL is a business. Well, Port Adelaide's a business too, but folks fact.
Yep.
Now, they can say to the players, look, we're going to fly over economy at our expense, but if you want to upgrade, you can go up to the business class, because they make a fair bit of dosh, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Some of them, absolutely.
So if you want to go up the front, well, you pay for it.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful.
Of course, what we pay for is what you get.
Yep. Thanks, Les. You know what should have happened, Jarge. You should have been given. The moment you worked out you're going to be in the side, you jump on your app, you give yourself an upgrade.
Mm.
First in, best dressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's 12 seats in the business cabin. Mm. And as you're getting on, you tell the boys, no, I'm down the back. Mm. And as you get in there, you turn left instead of right.
Being one of our top callers in the country, where do you sit on a plane when you jump on? Do you shove down the back or in the aisle?
In fairness to the company, anywhere between rows 18 to 28. Sometimes even get an aisle. Mostly a middle.
Oh, no. You're in the middle.
Mostly next to people who are spilling over. That's tough down there.
Why aren't you in business class? Have you spoken to the boss, Jimmy?
When I'm heading across and I'm going to present the product, absolutely. Send me home economy.
Yeah.
But send me over business.
Yeah.
You should be my agent.
Jazz World. Sugar-free diets, birthing tips, forgetting names, and self-anointing himself as the Grange LOA's captain without the permission of his wife or his teammates.
Probably needs a new opener, something along the lines of doing fast twitch, getting fit, playing C's.
Yeah. Bottom lip.
And asking blokes whether they're going to have a shower with him.
Adelaide Crows might have been found out by the Scott brothers, Lou.
For those who don't know this segment, this is where we get inside Jars. Jars as well. What's bubbling along inside there? And you are saying?
I'm concerned about this. Brad and Chris Scott having dinner during the week to expose the Adelaide Crows down here in Tassie. Exposed it.
You use the terminology, is the genie out of the bottle when it comes to the Adelaide Crows?
Well, maybe it is. We will find out against the Melbourne Footy Club this week. Now, these boys, Geelong have beaten us twice.
Yes.
Kangaroos demolished us in that first quarter.
How did they do it?
Well, they tagged the best player in the competition.
And?
Right. Didn't get a kick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They put a player behind the ball. Backstop. First club that's done it nearly, year and a half against the Crows?
Since the Cats.
Thank you very much, Lulu. What happened? We couldn't score.
Yep.
JJ Jenkins went missing.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. Might as well just stayed home, Jerker.
Got a bit of body on body.
Physically, they targeted the captain. Now, what did the Australian cricket side do when an opposing touring side come to our country, Lou?
Oh, let's go the other way. Let's go. What did we do when we were in India last? We attacked Virat Kohli.
Correct. Cut the head of the snake off first. You like that, don't you?
I do.
And that's what they did. Mm. Tex Walker got physically bashed up by two Kangaroos players.
By his own admission, worst game for 2 to 3 years.
And where was the support for the big cat, Texan?
No.
Where was Jerker?
Well, no, don't even worry about Jerker. None of them liked the attention. Charlie Cameron got almost done for striking because he couldn't handle a little bit of physicality.
That was on my notes.
Eduardo got served up a bit.
I thought it was my segment. Yeah. Eddie Betts and Charlie Cameron got a tackle off the line. The Crows got frustrated, gave away stupid frees, undisciplined. Mate, I tell you what, the Scott brothers did a job on the Adelaide Crows and Donald.
The blueprint.
There you go.
He's out there.
It is out there. Mm. And it's been now sent by email to the 16 other AFL clubs, Lulu.
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Devil's advocate for a moment.
Yes, Lou.
There's a catch. You've got to be able to, two things. You've got to be able to bring the pressure North Melbourne did. And let's not forget, it was a postage stamp they were playing on. Right? Secondly, actually, I got 3 points. Secondly, there was a 6-goal breeze blowing. Right? But no one could tell because there was no flags.
But that's not the reason they lost the game.
Thirdly,
I don't care about the
thirdly,
flags.
Thirdly, you got to tackle with some serious intent. It was 90 tackles to 50.
There you go. Well,
fourthly, I don't think you'll catch Adelaide as flat and as, I suppose, reserved as they were because they were thinking it was going to happen.
Okay.
I just want to add to your segment.
There you go. That's Jar's world.
Devil's advocate.
There you go. I feel
like
better.
It, though.
Thanks. Feels good to be first one back for a while.
It's good. Come out of the hand all right?
Yeah, a couple of good analogies there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to step over the top of a couple
of things.
That's
okay. That's okay. You just need to help out.
Say that snake thing again for me.
Cut the head off the snake. Cut the head off the snake. And that's what they did to Tex Walker Thompson. And who was the other bloke?
Tarrant.
BNF
winner.
Ni hao.
Yeah.
Trevor Spoke coming
almost,
up soon.
Pokey, almost. Jeez.
Next 10 minutes.
The supercoach, Paul Roos, 5'10", a lock it in. A couple of big questions coming. He is the one that started the business class versus economy. And he was the man that tagged Patrick Dangerfield last time Melbourne came
he
to town. Now, will they tag Sloan again, Melbourne?
Which player?
And ask Roosie what his thoughts are on that one Tiger. Our big story of the day happens to be Robbie Gray and whether he's fit or not. He's on back page of the Advertiser. Yep. As luck would have it, we have two Port Adelaide players on our books here at the Triple M family, Hamish Hartlett and Jackson Trengove. Here's what Hammer had to say.
I'd say he'll be right for China this week. We'll be able to sort of manage him through that one. And then obviously we've got the bye, and then he might have to miss a week or two after that. And that's just coming from me. I've got absolutely no idea about what the management plan is.
That is Hamish Hartlett with Ruin Ditch. We had Jackson Trengove on yesterday. Again, asked the question, is Robbie fit?
Rob would be definitely there. Yeah, no, Rob's 100%. I spoke to him today about his body. He said he's got no issues at all.
Now, it's not that we don't have any trust issues, but coming up next, we're talking to the skipper of Port Adelaide, Travis Boak. And what do you reckon our first question is going to be?
Ni hao.
No, it's not. You won't be laughing in a minute. We're going to ask you whether Robbie Gray is fit and whether he'll be playing. Because this will not go away. He's running around. He's got stones in the shoes, Jar.
Yes, yeah, he's sore.
So we'll find out. Maybe he's going to Macau. He's having a trip. Travis Boak, the skipper of Port Adelaide, up next.
What a great goal. Brilliant goal. Travis Boak.
Boak, he gathers 10 metres from goal.
The Rush Hour welcomes Travis Boak.
He got it. Skipper's captain's goal.
Yeah, the skipper of Port Adelaide joins us. He may have given us a don't argue. He's no longer inside the stable, Jars, but we love him dearly. Mm. G'day, Boakie. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, boys. It's good to be back on.
All right. Probably a good time to ask you in your best Mandarin. Can you say hello to our audience?
Ni hao, I think. I think that's how you say it.
I think that's it. I saw that on a Fox promo, mate. I think you're right.
That's about all I got.
You're the only bloke that's been able to give us anything. So far, we've seen Ollie Wines on Fox not being able to deliver anything. In fact, got embarrassed because he was flirting with Nerilee Meadows.
Oh,
Hamish Hartlett hasn't been able to get anything out. And Jackson Trengove just sort of grumbled something and we don't know what it was.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, they need a bit of work then because we're travelling tonight and tomorrow. So,
all right.
We've got a 10-hour flight, though, so they've got a bit of time to look up some words.
I will ask you where you're sitting in a moment because that is a big issue, but raise your right hand and tell us the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Robbie Gray, is he going to play this week in China?
Yeah, no, he'll play. There's no doubt Robbie will play. He's flying over tonight, and He'll be ready to go. So, no, there's no issues there. He'll be fit to play.
Exciting times for the footy club, creating some history. But the end of the day, Trav, you need to win this game of football because you let one slip over the weekend against the Eagles. So 4 points critical to stay in that top eight.
No, you're exactly right, mate. It's look, it's a big opportunity for the club now going over to China, and you know, they've put in a lot of work there. But you know, we understand as a playing group as well where we're sitting, and we need to come back with the 4 points. There's no doubt about that. And look, Gold Coast have been playing some pretty good footy. They they had a really good win on the weekend against Geelong, and we know it's going to be a big challenge for us. But for us, it's we're playing some good footy, but we've just got to make sure we hold that for four quarters.
What's the size of the deck in Shanghai? What's it compared to, Trav?
Look, I'm not 100% sure. We were sitting around today, myself, Nixie, and Lady, trying to find out the dimensions of the ground because we don't know exactly. But look, I'm pretty sure it's pretty similar to Adelaide Oval.
Yep.
So it's I think it's a reasonably big deck. I think it was pretty long. So look, we'll have a look at it during the week, and we've got a couple of training sessions over there.
Cool.
We'll get over there and have a crack.
Trav, 31 degrees, heavy pollution, even sandstorms are forecast. Yeah. Now, do you suffer from asthma? Because I heard Rocket Eade saying that if any of his players have got asthma issues, they ain't going to be playing in China.
But they are.
Yeah, I do have asthma. I've had asthma since I was a little kid. So, and I've got no issues with it at all. I'm looking forward to getting over there. I've got my Ventolin ready, but I take that before every game. So I'm not really too phased at all. But we went over there in I think it was November or December, pre-Christmas, and we trained over there, and I was fine. So, it is what it is, but we'll go there and play footy, mate.
All right, you are.
I could have told you, Trav, it's not going to affect you. It's only those who get off the ground a bit, and you are a little bit vertically challenged, mate, so it's only when you get about 8 foot in the air.
I try, mate.
Righto, mate, now, let's talk about where you're sitting. Yeah. Much big hoo-ha. Oh. Led by Triple M's very own Paul Roos, about where players are sitting and they should be going business class. We understand it that all of you guys are going at the very least premium economy. Any of you boys, are you up somewhere near the front? Little birdie told us the skipper might be going 1A, 2A, 2B. Mm.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that, but the club's been great, and with our new partner Cathay Pacific in organising premium economy for all the players, and that's why we're travelling in two different groups. So there's a group flying out tonight and a group flying out tomorrow morning. So we're all in premium economy and have enough leg room and stuff to make sure that we don't get too cramped up or especially the bigger guys on a long flight. So the club's been fantastic in organising that. So we're sitting pretty comfortable going.
Very nice. So a little bit of duty free for Jars and I. It'd be nice too, Trevor, on the way through. No eating outside of the hotel. I know it makes common sense and sounds pretty simple, but the temptation would be is just when you're flipping around, maybe doing some sightseeing in between training sessions, to grab something off a street vendor and just immerse yourself in the local produce, Trav.
Yeah, that could be the temptation, but we've had a fair few meetings about certainly about what we eat and making sure we stick to the hotel food and
washing hands.
Washing hands and all that sort of stuff. So it's it's been pretty strict, but the boys will. We're staying at a beautiful hotel over there, and I think the food will be pretty nice. So I think we'll stick to that food, I reckon, and make sure we don't get any food poisoning or anything like that before the game.
All right, mate. All the best of luck. Have a really very safe and good flight across there. Yeah. Enjoy. Hopefully you can get a big win. And, I'm looking forward to Kenny's opening speech in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Should be exciting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one as well.
Well done. All the best, champ.
Thanks,
see you, Trav. Thanks for your time. Travis Boak, the skipper of the Port Adelaide Football Club, ahead of the big game in China, Shanghai, this Sunday. It's a rush hour. Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. Big second hour to come, family. Paul Roos not far away at all in his usual slot of 5:10. Business class is on the agenda. Will Melbourne tag Rory Sloan? And I think he's going to tell us a very good story of how much the Phys Edders control sport these days.
Don't
in terms
start
of
me
player
on that.
Preparation. This is why he's so strong on flying up the front of the plane. Really good moment coming up this weekend. Former Crow Bernie Vince will play game 200. Ruin Ditch this morning had the big Texan in. Apart from Ditch doing the gag with the eye patches, which is very good. If you did miss that, check it out on Facebook and Twitter. Of course, which is payback for Texas. Nice little gag with the 50 cents in the water bottle. It's a long storyline, but get around it. It's very, very good. Burn Vince joined the boys on breakfast this morning, and the banter was like housemates of old.
You coming around for a food Friday night? Not before the game, because I know what you're like. I don't want a water bottle in the eye, extra curry in my bloody pasta. You got to be careful.
You going to tag Sloaney on the weekend?
No,
my tagging days is done, mate.
Yeah, just sit at half back and get the easy kicks.
He's got kind shoulders, Roo.
What?
He's got kind shoulders there at half back. Kind I'd like to sit on.
No!
You'd be looking to respond after last week.
Yeah, that's the stuff we're after.
Yeah, nice bit of banter there by the boys. All right. Paul Ruse, as I said, not far away. We'll get that question answered because Ruse, of course, used to be the mentor at Melbourne and was the man behind Burn Tag and Paddy Dangerfield, yeah, which like was it. A day that Adelaide turned on, Vincey.
I like it.
How many tickets? 210, Burn, for game 200?
Yes.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. There's a lot of them out there.
Oh, bloody Peninsula's coming
Timmy
across.
Timmy Vince, the daddy, will be beside himself and frothed up too, old Tim.
Very nice.
Anyway.
Righto, time to try and give away some cash.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yeah, it's a big thing. It's getting closer and closer. We've given it away twice in the last month.
Seems to be, yeah.
There seems to be a few nervous people around. Had a look at the questions. Can't say much.
No.
But just give me one of those if you think it's gettable.
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
No?
No.
He hasn't looked at them.
I don't look at them.
That's I'm just checking. All right, who's playing today?
We're going to go to Ross, Trevor and say hello to Tony, who has been vetted. G'day, Tony, and welcome.
G'day, Jazz. How are you?
Fantastic.
All right, Tom, what was the vetting process like? Mm. Wasn't too intrusive, I hope?
No. He's playing a very straight bat.
Tone, this is no disrespect intended, but if you miss the first three, I'm saying goodbye, all right?
All right, Tone.
All right.
All right. Automasters Lifeline, you know that?
Yep.
He's ready.
Yeah,
he's ready for battle.
All right, good.
Okay. You ready, Tone?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Question number one.
Busy man.
Which side has Bernie Vince played more AFL games for? Is it the Adelaide Crows or Melbourne?
Adelaide Crows.
Which Scott brother coaches North Melbourne?
Brad.
Can Adelaide United still advance to the finals of the AFC Champions League?
Yes.
How many goals did Buddy Franklin kick on the weekend?
Automasters.
Oh. Which side is the most inaccurate in the AFL this year?
Carlton.
Name the golfer who won his first PGA tournament in 13 years.
Pass.
What day this weekend are the Gold Coast playing?
Sunday.
Name a side apart from Essendon that Kevin Sheedy coached.
GWS.
How many gold medals did the male swimmers win at the Rio Olympics?
The men.
20.
Which AFL team does Matt Taberner play for?
Fremantle.
And which side... Oh, sorry, name the golfer who won his first PGA tournament in 13 years yesterday.
Jason... Oh, Daly. Daly.
Okay.
That would have been interesting.
He said Jason Daly, didn't he?
He went Jason, then he didn't finish, then he was adamant he went Daly. So,
okay.
All right. See what the computer says. Good luck, Tone.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7. Correct.
Well, wait a few more.
Did you?
Nah, all 70 right. bucks.
No, I reckon 7. Mm. Well, the computer said 7.
Sean and I are on the page.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, all right, he missed on 5. He went with Carlton instead of Collingwood, who are the most inaccurate side. All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
John Daly.
That's
got Daly in the end.
That's 80 bucks.
I did give him that. No.
It's 80. I did. He got 80 bucks. Jeez.
But he said Jason, though.
He said Jason.
If you listen back, look, are you still there, Tone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm fighting hard for you. He went, Jason.
Yeah, but first thing out of the mouth.
No, but that's the rule. You say it to everyone.
Had not completed thought. Jason, Daly.
You've got to take the first
Daly.
Answer.
Nah. Well, maybe it's John Daly's
bucks.
Name is John Jason Daly.
He is never wrong. He is
80
never
bucks.
Wrong.
Tony, 70 bucks, mate.
It's not your cash. Tone, 80 bucks, yep. Mate. Don't let him give you.
Thanks,
don't let him give you a penny less.
Question nine.
And the one that I probably should take 10 off for you is, how many gold medals did the male swimmers? That's our male swimmers win at the Olympics.
He said 20.
You went with 20. We won 2. But technically speaking, and again, going in a bat for you, Tone.
Oh, what?
It's a really open-ended question. How many gold medals did the male swimmers? Now, is that the Australian male swimmers, Murph, or is that the entire male swimmers?
That's a very good pickup.
Tell you what, hey, Tone.
Yeah.
Very good pickup.
That's a great pickup.
$90 coming your way.
Oh! Thanks, mate.
That's true. That is an incorrect question.
No.
It could have been anything. Throw away cash like it's out of a bloody...
No, that's fair. That's absolutely fair. I cop that.
Tone, if you ever get yourself in trouble with the law, call 1-333-53. I'll be there to help out.
All right, thanks.
Well played, Tone.
How much?
$90. Oh.
When was the last time you had your brakes checked?
Yeah.
You better call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Chance for $1,000 tomorrow.
Boys.
Paul Ruse, coming up next with the Rush Hour.
Yes.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Ruse's left foot kick is a goal. Unbelievable finish.
Please welcome Paul Ruse.
Now the Supercoach joins us and, Jas, I can't believe he was talking about economy. He wouldn't know what it was. Oh, Paul Ruse flies business and first. And that's it, Ruse. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, boys.
We'll get to the debate that has ensued, Ruse, since you sort of brought it up across the weekend on the Sunday rub, whether the players who are heading to China should be up the front of the plane. But let's talk about what's happening locally. We're very down in the face over here, Ruse. Both teams being defeated, but the red, white-hot Adelaide Crows were just caught with their pants down in Hobart.
Yeah, look, I reckon 1 week is, can be excused. And we've already seen how tough the competition is so far this year. I mean, our tipping was destroyed on the weekend. But I tend to look at the trends, and the trends for Adelaide's been fantastic. I mean, they've been terrific for 6 weeks. So, look, I think Pike, you'll put that into perspective. Whilst you don't want to go down 10-4-0 in a quarter, I mean, that's not great. But look, the Adelaide Crows trend has been exceptional. So I'll put that down to a little bit of a blip on the radar. And yeah, I think their game style stacks up. Their consistency's been good. Their depth, their fitness. So look, as I said, I'll just put it down to a bit of a blip and I think they'll be fine.
Ruse, I said earlier in the show that the Scott brothers exposed some weaknesses regarding the Adelaide Crows. They targeted their best player. They physically attacked the captain, a bit like the Australian cricket philosophy. They target the head of the snake, which is Big Texan, and put a player behind the ball finally. Eddie Betts got beat up a bit with Charlie Cameron. You don't think the Scott brothers sat down over din-dins and exposed the Crows?
Yeah, look, I think there's always things you can take from other coaches, I think. I reckon the tagging thing will see him come back in. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if you look at the Crows and the form of Rory Sloan has been exceptional. And often, you know, having a coach myself, I mean, often Rory Sloan is probably their best player, but often you not only deal with their best player, but it's their most aggressive, their most physical, their most sort of inspirational player. And I think that's what Rory Sloan is as well. So that doesn't surprise me. Look, I think all coaches watch other teams and watch what they do. You know, I think the fact that, they did drop off that sort of small forward. Now, that can work either way. I mean, if you put one, you know, sit him back and you let a Charlie Cameron go up, Eddie Betts or whoever it is, you know, if they're using the ball really, really well, then there's no point in having a loose back. So it really depends on the game and how the game's going overall. So sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Port Adelaide, Ruse, you've been in the box. Jars and I haven't at this level. When you get a number sheet that says you win everything bar contested footy, which is plus 10, and you're plus 29 yourself when it comes to inside 50s, what do you do with that? Well, like Port Adelaide.
Yeah, look, we had a situation, ironically, against the Eagles as well when I was coaching last year. I think we were the record number of inside 50s recorded for a loss. And we was in the wet. I think we lost by under a goal. But I think that's where it's really important for coaches to analyse. If Kenny was happy with their game style and happy with the way they played, then what you do, and I remember saying this exactly to our Melbourne boys, I said, boys, if we play like that, we'll win 99 out of 100 games. That just happened to be the one game that, for whatever reason, there were some entries, some poor entries, and the weather contributed and, you know, a couple of other things. But I think that's where coaching comes in. You've got to be really clear on how you win and why you lose. And, I saw bits and pieces of that game. I certainly didn't see all of it. And I think that's the art of coaching. You know, if Kenny's happy with the majority of the game, then he tells his players, I'm happy. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being honest. Guys, if we go plus 20-odd inside 50s most weeks, we're going to pretty much win every week, which is correct. But there's clearly some areas of his game that they would then need to address that says, look, yeah, they were a bit too efficient going inside 50. We wasted some opportunities. So, again, that's really the art of dissecting the game after it takes place.
Roosie, GWS, undisciplined, they're selfish. And Phil Davis's strong leadership on Loeb on the weekend. Do you love that kind of leadership by a captain where he just punched him in the guts and said, mate, wake up, start playing well?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you talk to the players that play against GWS and they're always talking about how yappy they are and how they argue. And, you know, and that actually goes back to the inception, to be perfectly frank, when they first started. I remember, you know, the players talking about it. So it's a hard habit to break, you know, when you're arguing amongst each other. And that's why I don't mind the Phil Davis. I don't actually, yeah, we none of us know exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
But I think if you're trying to get your club to a standard of winning a premiership, you know, the interesting thing I read was Brown from St Kilda said, look, we were actually energised when we heard that the GWS players arguing. Mm. I think it does have a negative effect on your team and the opposite effect on the opposition team.
Righto, mate. We're off to a song. And then when we get back, you used to be in charge of the Melbourne Football Club. They're coming across to play the Adelaide Crows. Put your coach's hat on and tell me who you're going to tag Rory Sloane with. Might be a former Crow eater himself, I reckon, Bernie Vince.
Not Bernardi, playing his 200.
Well, Roosie put him on Dangerfield and he got him the most hated man in South Australia at that point in time. We're coming back with Roosie in a moment. Yeah, the Supercoach Paul Roos is with us. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis driving you home. Righto, Roosie, Melbourne are coming to town. You've seen what North Melbourne have done through Gibson with Sloaney. As I said before the break, you put Bernie Vince onto Dangerfield with great success. Would you do it again? Will Simon Goodwin do it again?
Yeah, look, probably the one that they've used a little bit is Jack Viney as well. Jack Viney's fantastic around the contest, and Sloaney normally goes to a midfielder like at a stoppage anyway, so he'll go to the opposition's hit two area. Yeah, what you have find with Melbourne at the moment, obviously with not a bona fide ruckman, you'd think Jacobs would dominate the ruck. So I would suspect that someone would go to Sloane, definitely at the stoppages. I doubt if that had happened with the way Melbourne defend, with their 18-man defence. I doubt it would have happened in general play, but I would think at a stoppage you'll see Jack Viney be the one. Bernie's been playing more of a half-back flank. I think Jack Viney would be the one that goes to Sloane at a stoppage and tries to stop him from, you know, getting the hit off big Sammy Jacobs.
But not a full tag, you don't think?
They don't tend to do it. I mean, again, you're looking at trends, and yeah. I know Goody and the coaching staff, they're really keen to progress with the 18-man defence. So generally, certainly last year and the start of this year, if they've done something, it's more around the stoppages. Yeah, and then once the ball's in play, you know, you're following him to a certain degree. And then, if you're on offence, you go and try and win the ball. Mm-hmm. And then when the Crows get it back, you normally assume a position close to where you are. So it's really more a stoppage-based run with tagging role.
What about the trip to China? History being made between Port Adelaide and the Gold Coast. Seating arrangements.
Yeah, you set the cat amongst the pigeons.
And also the logistics behind it. You're not a big fan of this concept?
Look, it's funny. I mean, it all stemmed from Rocket on Triple M. We got him on Sunday.
Yeah, heard that. Yep.
Yeah, it was interesting how flat. I'd never heard a coach sound so flat. And
after
he clearly
a win.
Wanted to put it on the agenda. Yeah, he wanted to talk about the, you know, the conditions, and he wanted to talk about, you know, your business class versus economy. So there's no doubt. And I think since his chairman said, look, Rocket's a coach, he's not a tour guide, he's not a you know, that way. But clearly he's upset about it. And look, what I would say, and I'd be very, very clear on this. I understand the logistics of teams like Port and Gold Coast, and I was part of it in Melbourne, you know, and Port were fantastic at promoting the game that we had in Alice Springs. And, I'm a really good mates of Keithy Thomas. So I understand the concept behind it. And generally, I'm supportive. And I think every club would say, if I'm totally honest, we would never take a game away or, you know, whatever. But clubs need to generate revenue. Yeah. Clubs need to promote the game and all those sorts of things. But if we're totally honest, we wouldn't do it. Having said that, all I think the players are entitled to, and I know there'll be people out there thinking, oh, they're precious. I disagree. Mm. It's called business class for a reason, and they're going and flying to perform at their absolute best. I mean, I've been at footy clubs where fitness guys won't let players train after an hour on the bus. They have to have, and I'm serious about this.
Yeah.
They have to have an hour and 2 hour break. They have to get out there early, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're 100%, 100% looking after the players, they should be playing, they should be going in business class. Yeah. And I categorically stand by that. And it's ridiculous that they're not.
Yeah, at the very least, premium economy, Roosie Christ.
Well, at the very, very least. you know. But yeah. Again,
I'm with you, mate. I'm a bit with you.
But why didn't the AFL charter a plane for both sides?
It's not the AFL.
But they should be supporting it.
It's not their gig.
Yeah, but they still should be looking after the players.
Might not know this. They told Port they've got to make the deal.
Probably some things that we don't know. We're not privy to in terms of, did they get a bulk of money? Did they organise? Because I believe someone told me there's actually direct flight from Brisbane to Shanghai. So I don't know why Gold Coast aren't on that. I think it's a players association issue as well.
I think
we're looking at the collective bargaining agreement at the moment. And boy, I think they're actually pushing for
it's on the agenda.
Airfares and it's on the agenda. I can't believe if I'm the players association, they should have said either yes, the AFL. Charter a flight, or they're all in business class. And I think we all understand the logistics and the benefits to Port and the benefits to Sun. We're not debating that. That's not up for debate. And I think both teams have a bye the following week. What we're saying is, if you are an athlete and you are going 20 hours or however many hours it is, and you need to perform your best, you should be up in business class. You should be able to, whatever it might. That's all I'm saying, and I stand by that. I think it's crazy, and I can't believe the Players Association would let them get this through without some sort of consultation and ticking off on it either way.
Too busy counting the cash and the 1.8, Roosey, the big share.
Roosey's coaching tip.
Roosey, as we let you go, got a coaching tip this week?
Yeah, quick one, boys. This is one I wrote down my 25 points October 1998.
Yep.
Never drag a player for making a mistake. And now, talking about a skill error, and it's probably hard to do as a coach.
Yep.
And it's something I'm pretty sure I stuck to my whole career. So discipline's different. 50-metre penalty, clipping someone behind play. But as frustrating as it can be, put yourself in the player's position. Generally, the player understands. I've kicked the ball out in the fall. I've kicked at the opposition. I've fumbled it or whatever. I know that. I don't need to be taken off the ground. I don't need to be humiliated. So one from the 1998, 25 points from when I was sitting down at my desk back then, boys.
Oh, that's brilliant. Completely foreign to Jas, but most of us know what that's about. Never fumbled once, did you?
I can't remember.
Never missed a tee.
Kick one to me at football park.
Yeah. he probably meant to, Roosie. He's probably getting
into it. That
was a thank you for
that. That was a payback for the past
40 incidents. Oh, mate. Yeah, consider the slate clean.
Have a great weekend, mate. Great week.
All right. See you, boys.
Thanks, Roosie. Paul Roos, the super coach on Triple M with Jas and Louis. Now, a little bit of Unleashed coming up. I've got something in my sights, Juice. Just a couple of things that just have escaped the old good old MRP. Let's just leave it at that.
Louis Unleashed, I like it.
Let's watching some of the big birds take off and come in here out through our beautiful vista that is level 1370 Franklin Street.
That's us.
The Port boys are heading off very shortly. Some go tonight, some go in the morning, all premium
economy. So is it midfield go tonight and the big boys tomorrow? Is it a lottery?
Depending on, I would have thought, though.
Who goes where?
Some would go a bit.
Pecking order?
Old bloke should go earlier, the chance to get over the flight, I would have thought.
Okay.
Then again, those who are under the thumb would probably go tomorrow. Sorry, let me rephrase it.
Come on.
Those with family commitments probably go tomorrow for an extra night home to help out mum
with Mumsy.
With Mum's day coming up and their kiddies.
What about Kenny? Will he have his own little private jet?
Kenwa.
And his chef?
Maybe up riding jump seat with a pilot? Just barking orders?
Yeah, we'll do.
Putting a microphone on?
Get a number back.
Is there any danger levelling this thing out? How high will this bad boy go? It's that last kick inside.
It's
that last kick.
Get your tackle.
And also, the big issue for the boys is food and diet. Of course, when you get over to especially Asia, we used to play it on the trips at the end of year. It's lotto. It is street vendor lotto. Yeah. Some blokes can handle it. Other blokes would be bedridden for days if they couldn't do it. Probably one of the reasons why we're not going.
No.
I think here's Darren Burgess, the fitness guru, explaining the perils or the face and the risks of food poisoning.
You know, we've made sure that all the food is imported from the right areas, and most of it actually comes from Australia.
See, I don't like that, Burgess. Support the local economy. You know,
oh God.
And let's be honest, like Burge said, a lot of our farms are owned by the Chinese.
Oh, they are.
So we're getting our food back over there. Wonder where they're selling it at an exorbitant price.
Oh, doesn't matter. Koshy's got the checkbook here.
Koshy's got the deal. All right. Up next.
Louis Unleashed.
I got a beef to pick. Hey, Wayne Carey was right. Was absolutely right.
It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis on Triple M. James Brayshaw and Billy Brown is coming up after 6, straight out of Melbourne. Jack Siebel and Sam Newman on the show tonight. Rush Hour right now, though. Jars and Louis on Triple M.
Triple M's Dale Lewis has angered Dale fans Lewis with his comments.
Embroiled in more controversy.
I'm very happy to introduce to you.
But I must warn you, this is not for the squeamish.
Louis Unleashed.
Go on, mate.
No. Right.
Uncut.
I want to play something that the great Wayne Carey said on Talking Footy just about 7 or 8 days ago.
I think the stars of the competition get more leeway than other players.
So they're protected?
Yes, to a degree they are. That's a line ball. If Nankervis gets a week, then I reckon Fife gets a week. They want the good players playing week in, week out, and it goes way back to the 90s. It's been going on forever to
me. Oh, speaking the truth, Duck. Speaking the truth. And I apply it to Buddy Franklin this weekend. Don't know whether you saw the incident off the footy with Nick Robertson, Robertson of the Brisbane Lions. Big jumper punched by the Bud.
Right.
And then
Got ragdolled.
And then Robbo got hold of him, ragdolled him, give him a couple while he's on the ground. Neither man was called up or a please explain or nothing else with the whole event. Now, Tom Hawkins, a year or so ago, got 2 weeks for a jumper punch.
Right.
I'll put it to you once again. So, with the major, wait for it, the major rectum probers, the MRP. Oh, I'm serious with you. I have had enough of this. The major rectum probers.
What do you want to do with it?
Nicknamed Bendovers. Have got us all again.
So Buddy's protected.
Absolutely. If that is anybody else who hasn't kicked 8 on the weekend, is anyone who doesn't quite have a price tag of $1 million a season, you are fronting up and getting yourself a week.
Here.
Jumper punching is just a crap act going on at the moment. You're not allowed to push and shove, but you can jumper punch.
It's a snipe act.
Didn't even get fined.
No.
They refused. They got the blinkers on the major rectum probers, I can tell you right now. I don't like it at all.
Bud.
And then they move me over. Let's just shift a degree or two, just shift a degree or two to the MRP once more.
Right.
With the good old-fashioned sling tackle. Now, if I'm Jared Waite and if I'm Kobe Stevens, I'm a little flat today. I would have challenged those two charges.
And what did they get?
Kobe Stevens got a week.
Right.
All right. For something the umpire gave him a free kick for.
Oh, dear.
Holding the ball.
Oh, no.
Zach Williams went down. What else are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to pull a pillow out of your freckle and put it under the head on the way down?
I don't know.
And just say, well, I hope you don't hurt yourself.
And here's a blanket.
And with Jared Waite and Tom Lynch. Lynch, he's 1 foot. He chose to leave the deck and take on Waitey.
Lynch is all right.
Once you get on that ride, it's like anything else when you go to the carnival.
Here
once you purchase a ticket to ride, you ride that whole thing
you
out.
Do.
You can't get off halfway through say you're feeling sick.
No.
That's not fair. No. How unfair is it for me when I'm thinking, I've got you, I don't know whether your head's going first or your ass up and ass down.
No.
I don't know.
Jared Waite.
Not my responsibility.
No.
My responsibility, tackle you. You've got ball.
Yep.
You take care
Hold
of landing.
The ball. Yep.
You take care of the landing.
And what does that mean about Lynchy?
It means Lynchy, bad luck. Bad luck.
Great. He's playing this week.
If you're looking, for protection, wear a helmet or grow your hair. Are you with me?
So Jared Waite stiff? Or soft.
They'll both be in. I tell you, stiff is Jared Waite, Kobe Stevens. Soft is the MRP, the major rectum probus, and Lynchy, and Zach Williams.
Have you got a final message?
And the MRP, honestly, boys, if you're going to be involved in the contest, in the game, all right?
Past players, too.
I'd love to see. Yeah, I mean, sling tackles. Oh, dangerous tackle. If the umpire called it a free kick, you can't rub him out. And as for you, bud. Buddy Franklin.
Don't touch him. He's a star.
I'm telling you. You set the club back 15 years, taking all the cash in the world. You sat us on our ass. I don't care.
You won your first game as a club.
And who did we beat?
You beat the kids.
Brisbane. Where are we going to finish? Outside the eight. And where are we going to be for the next 3 or 4 years? Outside the eight. And because of who?
Let it go.
Because of who? Because of who?
Buddy
Franklin on his $10 million 9-year deal. Yeah, well played, bud. Major rectum probers out.